भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो पङ्कजनाभाय नमो पङ्कजमालिने नमो पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्ग्रे। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लाङ्गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यम् ईश्वरम्। नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे वाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। I welcome all devotees to our Sunday festival. Today afternoon class we'll be speaking on a topic called the two secrets of happiness. So at the end of the class, basically the point, you know, sometimes we say, what is the point? What is the main message? So today's main topic for discussion is how we all can experience true, deep, fulfilling happiness if we practice two principles in our lives. One is practice the culture of hearing and chanting of Krishna's holy names. And second, very very important, is to appreciate and serve Vaishnavas and devotees. So I'll repeat two principles. One is hearing and chanting, and then appreciation and service to Vaishnavas. So this sounds very simplistic, but if we can internalize these two principles, we'll see that our life is very rich. Our life is very fulfilling. This topic about happiness is very important, because we see so much advertisement everywhere for happiness. All the billboards, they promise you happiness. Even if an advertisement is for buying a toothpaste, they will show the whole family is happy because of that one toothpaste. So the idea is, somehow they know that this is the thing that is lacking the most in the world. So therefore, for every product they advertise happiness. And we find happiness missing in our lives because there is a lot of suffering. And what is suffering? Suffering means when we get what we don't want and we don't get what we want. That is suffering. And we always experience this in this world. So therefore, we are looking for happiness. And today's class, our discussion is going to be how, if you do these two things, what are the two things? First, hearing and chanting of Krishna's holy names. And second, appreciating and serving Vaishnavas. Because if we chant and hear, but we are not loving the devotees, then we won't get the mercy of the holy names. If we closely examine, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, actually in this world there is no suffering. The soul never goes through any suffering. Do you know that? Actually, our body, mind goes through so many things, but the soul is always blissful. Yata jale chandramasa kampadistat kruto guna drishyate san api drishtur atmano natmano guna. In a very beautiful analogy, Vidura explains to Maitreya Rishi that just like we see in the water, just understand this analogy. Yata jale chandramasa, jal me chandrama. We see the moon reflection in the water, in the lake. What do we see? Yata jale chandramasa kampadis tat kruto guna. We see the reflection is shaking a lot. But does the moon actually shake? The moon remains still. But the reflection is shaking so much. Therefore, Vidura is saying, Yata jale chandramasa kampadis tat kruto guna drishyate sannapi drashtur. Jo dekh rahe ho, wo actually vaisa nahi hai. Atmano natmano guna. Similarly, the soul, we see the person is suffering, going through so much, but still, the soul is beyond all this. So therefore, in one sense, we don't go through any suffering, but still we are suffering because of our identification with the body and mind. Therefore, people are in anxiety today. Right now, people are in anxiety. India jitega aaj ki nahi jitega? What will happen? But the soul is beyond all this. You know, we go through so many lives. There is birth. Today morning I was hearing Prabhupada's class. So many times he repeats this. We go through birth, growth, then we remain steady, stable for some time. We produce byproducts, we dwindle, and then we die. 6 changes we go through. And the soul gets another body. So in this eternal journey, what is this one brief lifespan? What is our suffering? What is our anxiety? When you take all the anxiety that you have and compare it with the long life in this material world, those problems just dissolve. Like, you know, few years ago, I was helping Premnidhi Prabhu write a book. So I was doing research on reincarnation for that book. And I met and spoke to Deep Kapadia. Very interesting story of this young boy. So Gaur Gopal Prabhu was giving a Journey of Self-Discovery course and he was speaking on reincarnation. And this young boy was a college student. He raised his hand and he said, I am a case of reincarnation. So everyone thought, what happened to him? Is he trying to get attention? Is he trying to create some sensation? So we kind of ignored him. We didn't give him so much bhav. And he understood that people don't believe me. So the next day when he came for the course, he bought all newspaper cuttings of all the proofs which established that he is a reincarnation case. So years later, almost 18 years later, I got a chance to meet him. I called him. We spoke in length. We interviewed him. And what a story. So he was born in a pakka Gujarati family in Borivali in 1979. And when he was 10 months old, he started speaking and fumbling in Marwadi language. And his parents spoke Gujarati. So they were wondering, Marwadi kaise bol raha hai? And then when he was 2 years old, he spoke fluently Gujarati, Marwadi, Hindi, and one more language. 4 languages he was speaking fluently at the age of 2. And parents were shocked. So they went to their family doctor, Dr. Kenny, and he said, your child has the IQ of a 10-year-old boy. He's 2 years. And then he kept saying, I want to go to Udaipur, Udaipur. They said, Udaipur kyun jana hai? So then they went to Dr. Ramakant Mehtani, who was considered as one of the greatest parapsychologists in Mumbai at that time. And he saw the boy, he heard all the things, he said, this boy is definitely a case of reincarnation. Let us investigate, let us take him to Udaipur and see. And immediately the news spread, and Mr. Bharat Gelani from the Chitraleka magazine, Gujarati magazine, he came, he said, I'll accompany you, I will cover this whole story. And Dr. Ramakant, he contacted Dr. Ian Stevenson, who is very famous for conducting research on reincarnation. And his entire team from America, they came. They said, we will also accompany this child and see what happens. For this 2.5-year-old child, he is taking the whole family to Udaipur. So they said that we are going to Srinagiri temple, and on the way is Udaipur. Like that they said, and they didn't tell the boy that we are going to Udaipur. So they took, and when the bus reached Udaipur, which is before they reached Srinagiri temple, the child automatically got on the bus and he said, come with me. And he took the whole family and the team to different places in Udaipur, and he said, this is Fateh Memorial, this is Victoria Stand, this is the city palace. And everyone was shocked. And he said, now I'll take you to my old house. And he took them to the house, and there was one big man standing, and if he is my son. For this 2-year-old boy is saying that this big man is my son. So everyone was shocked. And then they told this man that, you know, this is your father of the past life. So that man immediately said, this is a bizarre plot to get my property. So he said, I don't know this. And then some of the friends were there. They said, no, but wait. Iska chehra, aapka chehra, bahut milta hai. There is some similarity. And you know, your sister face like that only, it looks so like that. They started talking. So then he became emotional also, and he was suspicious also. Okay, emotions hoga andar dekho. And then it was an amazing, curious, funny sight. This big man was taking a 2-year-old son in his arms. The son was carrying the father, and they were going through the whole city of Udaipur. The whole incident was covered in Chitraleka magazine. And then this child took them to the city museum and the city palace, and he told the security guards that there are 5 kerosene run fans here. They said, aisa kuch nahi hai. They were new security guards, they did not know, and the child knew where it is hidden, where it is kept. And then he saw a big portrait in the palace. He said, behind this portrait is a secret passage to escape. And everything the child was saying, it was proved right. And then he showed one secret passage which has lot of filled with snakes, which is an escape route. So like that, he was revealing many things, and all the city palace security guards were shocked. How does this 2.5-year-old child know all this? And then he revealed more. He said, 3 years ago I was murdered. I was Pannalal Agarwal. I was the chief security officer of this palace. And I was very close to Maharana Fateh Singh, who is the 44th descendant of Maharana Pratap Singh. And he was poisoned and he was killed. Next day, he was on the headlines of all newspapers, magazines. Dalai Lama came to visit him. Oxford came to visit him. Dr. Ian Stevenson came. He was a sensation. So I was talking to him all these stories he was telling me. And then he told me an interesting thing. He said, it took me 10 years I was struggling with this different role and identity. And slowly, slowly, by Krishna's mercy, the old memory started going, and he could readjust to his present body and present families. Krishna is so kind. He makes us forget our last life. Otherwise, we will not be able to enjoy this life. So the point I'm trying to say, why this story I narrated, is to explain how our life is a big journey. And all the suffering we go through in different lifetimes is just a fleeting thing. But still we are suffering. We have so much of heartburns. We have so much of family problems. Our friends betray us. So as we are discussing this topic about happiness, we need to understand that those who are self-realized, those who are actually established on the level of the soul and absorbed in Krishna, they don't go through suffering. They are beyond this world. They are not affected. You know, when Alexander came to India, one of the most profound impressions he had was, he went to a village and he saw one sage meditating in a small hut. And he went to the sage and said, "You are living in this hut? Hare Krishna. You are living in this hut and you have nothing with you. You have no furniture. You are not having anything." So the sage smiled at him and said, "You don't seem to have any furniture. Why? You don't seem to have any luxuries." So Alexander said, "Because I am on a journey." So the sage said, "I am also on a journey." So that sentence had a profound effect on Alexander. He understood that there is more to life. So the point about happiness is, those who are self-realized, they are not affected by this world. And those who are extremely materialistic, living like animals, they are also not having any so-called suffering. They are not bothered about, they become desensitized. Like one Srila Prabhupada is giving class about animal life, pig life, dog life. So one man got up and he said, "Swamiji, I don't mind becoming dog in the next life." Prabhupada said, "You have my blessings, all the best." What will you tell such a person? So, materialistic people also are not affected. So Vidura, when he is in his conversation with Maitreya Rishi, he tells him a very interesting thing. He says, who are the people who suffer in this world? Yascha muda tama loke, yascha buddhe paramgata, tavubho sukham evete, klishyat antarito jana. He says, two kinds of people are very happy in this world. First is, yascha muda tama loke, ekdam murkh. Tamogun mein jo hai. One is extremely foolish and materialistic in tamogun. Yascha muda tama loke. He is very happy. Second, yascha buddhe param gata. One who is above material world. One who is beyond all the suffering of this material world. He is also transcendental. Tavubho sukham edete. Edete means enjoys. These two kinds of people enjoy happiness in this world. One who is beyond this world and one who is foolish. But who is the one who suffers? Klishyati. Klishyat antarito jana. Jo beech mein hai, wo phas gaya. One is not pure devotee also and one is not materialistic also. That means who? All of us. So we are in this category. You know, we are not pure devotee, we are not realized Krishna, the soul. And we are also not wanting to do sense gratification, like the materialistic people. Like, you know, in the school, now a lot of results are coming, 12th standard, IIT and 10th standard, CBSE. If you see in the school also, we used to see, those who are toppers studying the whole year, during exam time, they are very peaceful. And there are those who never studied, and they are also very peaceful. Are Bhagwan bhi pass nahi kar sakta humko. They are very happy. They are completely not bothered. But those who are sincerely studying and, you know, working hard in anxiety, you will see some students are always like that. So we are like those students. But there are people who are absorbed in higher thoughts. Like Socrates. Have you heard of Socrates? One of the most famous Greek philosophers. He was arrested for creating a revolution amongst the youth. So when he was threatened to be killed, so when the soldiers said, "We will kill you," Socrates smiled at them and said, "First you have to catch me to kill me." They didn't understand what he was saying. He was referring to the soul. He was saying, "You have to go deeper and catch me." But then they caught him, they put him in the jail, And his assistant Crito, he came and told him that, "I have a secret passage, I can help you escape, come." He said, "No, I don't want to escape. I don't want to prove that I'm afraid of death. Let me face death, because I'm not going to die. This body may be finished." This was his realization. And then finally he was given this hemlock, the most deadliest poison. So when he was given this poison, and he was about to drink, he was smiling and completely equipoised. And everyone is watching this. And he drank the poison, and he walked a few steps, and then he collapsed and started vomiting blood, and he was about to die now in great pain. And with all his strength, he smiled at his servant Crito, and he told him, "Crito, don't forget to pay our debts to Asclepius." Asclepius was the Greek god of good health. He said, "We owe him lot of gratitude because he has given me good health." He was trying to tell him that how his health was beyond the body. He was self-realized. And when he died, it left such a shock to the people of Athens. Srila Prabhupada also, if you see, the last moment when he was leaving this body, the last words he spoke was, "Everything is happening with the supreme will of Krishna." Completely equipoised, completely focused on Krishna. But unfortunately, all of us, I mean, I'm taking the liberty to include you in my category, all of us are struggling. We are suffering. Because we have theoretical knowledge about all this, self-realization, Krishna. But practically, we also have the same problems. So what do we do? How do we experience happiness? So our solution is, our hope is, let us invite Krishna into our hearts. Let us live our lives in such a way that Krishna enters our heart. Ashesha sanklesha shamam vidatte gunanuvada shravanam murare kimva punhata charanaravinda Paragaseva Ratiratma Labdha. Vidura explains that Ashesha, unlimited anxieties. Everybody has anxieties here. Anybody doesn't have any anxiety? Nobody raises hands. Ashesha, we have unlimited. Sanklesha, suffering. But Shamam Vidatte, it can easily get evaporated. Ashesha sanklesha shamam vidatte. How? Gunanuvada shravanam murare. What you are doing right now is the recipe for removing all distress from your life. Hearing about Krishna with faith. Not only that, then what he is saying? Kimva punhata charanaravinda. So he is saying, if this is the power of simply hearing about Krishna, what will happen if we get to serve the lotus feet of Krishna and his devotees? Paraga seva ratir atma labdha. If we can taste the dust from the lotus feet of Krishna, we will feel completely satisfied. So this is the power of what? Krishna Katha. Just hearing that we are not the body, we are the soul, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Once our Jayadev Swami Maharaj was giving class in a ISKCON festival tent, and he was having question answer booth. So three big ladies came. You know, big ladies is a polite way of saying fat. It is not, nowadays it is not polite to say somebody is fat. So we say big. So three big ladies came to the tent. They were sitting behind, and Maharaj was having question answers, challenging question answers going on for almost 1-2 hours it was going on. So after the whole class was over, everybody left. So these three big ladies came close to Jayadit Maharaj and said, "Thank you, thank you." And they were so happy, they wanted to give Maharaj a big, big embrace. Maharaj very graciously escaped. And then they said, "We are so grateful to you. Today we learnt in your 1 hour discussion that we are not these bodies anyway. We are feeling so relieved." So this is the power of hearing Krishna Katha. You feel so relieved. Arey, I'm body nahi hai. So on a practical level also, Krishna conscious discussions and Bhagavatam classes, they give relief, they give satisfaction. You know, sometimes when I explain this or when devotees give this class, sometimes devotees have doubt. They say, Prabhuji, Krishna consciousness is limited. Hai. Krishna book mein 90 chapters hai. Bhagavatam is 18, 12 cantos, 18,000 shlokas. Same hai. Ramayana we know, Mahabharata we know. Tell me honestly, if somebody here has been coming for 20 years in Hare Krishna movement, last 20 years you are coming and you are hearing, do you hear the same class every time? Even you are hearing the same pastime, different. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna is unlimited. You hear the same Bhagavatam shloka by the same speaker, you will hear different. Because Krishna is unlimited. And Arjuna realized this. Srila Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport in the Bhagavad Gita. You know, Krishna was showing his universal form. You know this? Krishna showed huge form. And Arjuna saw that. And you know what was Arjuna's response? Arjuna tells Krishna, Krishna, what is this? I am amazed to see your form. Aneka bahu daravaktra netram pasya mitvam sarvatonantarupam nantam na madhyam na punastavadim pashyami visveshvara vishwarupa. He is telling Krishna, what is this? You have unlimited aneka bahudara. Not bahubali, bahudara. Bahudara means unlimited arms. Aneka bahu dara vaktra netram. I can see Krishna unlimited mouths. So, you know, just imagine Arjuna is standing in front of Krishna and he's seeing unlimited arms, unlimited mouths. Aneka bahu dara vaktra netram. Unlimited eyes in the sky. Pasya mitvam sarvatonanta rupam. Ananta rupam everywhere. Krishna, what is this? I'm scared. I'm seeing everywhere unlimited forms of you. Nantam na madhyam na punastavadim. Na antam. Iska ant ka hai? I don't know. Na madhyam. Where is the middle of this? Nantam na madhyam na punastavadim. Where is the source of this? Pashyami visveshvara vishwarupa. What an amazing form. Oh Lord of the universe. And Srila Prabhupada explains there. Just understand, Arjuna is not able to figure out Krishna completely. How can we say that, Krishna consciousness samajh gaya mereko? How can we say? Just, and Prabhupada writes 3 points. First of all, who was Arjuna? Arjuna was dear friend of Krishna. All of you know this. Krishna says, Bhaktosi me sakha cheti, rahasyam etad uttamam. Arjuna, you are my best friend, you are my devotee, you can understand the secret. So Arjuna is the best friend of Krishna and he can't understand. Completely. Second, Arjuna was physically present there in front of Krishna. Still he is not able to completely figure out Krishna. And third, Arjuna was given special eyes. Special shakti. Still he is not able to completely see Krishna. So what is our hope? So still we come to temple every Sunday. We hear classes. Why? Although we may not remember. But when we keep hearing, our hearts get cleansed. And we feel happy. This is practical. You see, I have seen devotees, they go through so much suffering. And when they come and they go after class, they say, Prabhuji, bas yehi hamara shelter hai. Itna relief milta hai, Krishna katha sunke. You know, once one child told one grandfather, his grandfather that granddad, why do we keep hearing Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam? What benefit does it? I don't remember anything. So his grandfather told him, he had a basket of coals, koila, which to use. He said, you take this basket to river and fill it with water and come. So he filled it with water, but by the time he reached the home, all the water was gone. So grandfather said, again go and get. He said, no, but it will go off. Let me get it in a bucket. He said, no, not bucket. Isi mein leke ho. Again he went. Again he came, all water gone. 3 times he did that. So the child got exasperated. And the grandfather said, see, each time you bought water, water left the basket. But see the basket. Saw the basket. Earlier it was koila basket. Black. Now because of getting water 3 times, what happened? It became clean. So the grandfather said, just like this basket may not have carried all the water, but the basket has become clean. Similarly, if you hear Krishna Katha, you may not remember everything. It may go away from your memory. But your heart will get cleansed. So this is the power of constantly hearing Krishna Katha, constantly glorifying Krishna.
And it is important that, see, it is important that we not only hear, we also speak. And if somebody is a speaker of Krishna Katha, it is important that he also hears. Like today morning, I was not in temple, I was outside, I heard Gaurang Prabhu's class. Then I got so excited, I heard another class of his, 2007, from ISKCON Desiree, that 1 hour class. So nice. So we need to hear also. And if you are hearing always, we need to share with others also. So then my Vidura is telling Maitreya, very nice point. Tatapi kirtaya manga yatamati yatashrutam kirtim hare swam satkartum giram anya vidasatim. He says, very important point. He says, my dear Maitreya Rishi, I am speaking all this. Sorry, Maitreya Rishi is telling. But I am speaking all this not because I want to enlighten the whole world. Tatapi kirtaya manga yatamati yatashrutam. Jitna mera akal hai, utna bol raha hu. Jitna suna hai, utna bol raha hu. Whatever we have learnt and understood, we are speaking yatashakti. Why? Because I am speaking about Krishna, kirtim hare swam, swam, satkartum. I am doing all this for my purification, not for delivering the whole world. I want my heart to be cleansed. Kirtim hare swam satkartum. If you don't do this, giram anya vidhasatim. Our tongue will be asatim, prostitute. If you don't glorify Krishna, our tongue will become a prostitute. Means it will be unchaste. We will, if we enjoy discussing politics, Bollywood, cricket, sports, and forget Krishna, we will only suffer. Because these topics are part of material world where there is duality. So when our consciousness touches these subjects, we only experience klishyati, hankering and lamentation. So therefore, let us engage our tongues in glorification of Krishna. Because Krishna is unlimited. And who are we? Tiny. Tiny fish in an ocean can swim so much. So in the ocean of Krishna Katha, we can swim constantly. Every day you will hear, you enter ISKCON Desiree. ISKCON Desiree is like an ocean. How many lectures are there? So many lectures, so many Prabhujis, Sannyasis. There is a category, ISKCON Sannyasis, ISKCON Prabhujis, ISKCON Matajis, and all A to Z, you know, A, all the names, and each person has some 25 folders, and each folder so many lectures. You will get lost there if you enter in that ocean. So the point is, let us give up all these wasteful activities. Let us take shelter of Krishna. Because everything that we have in this life will be taken away. One philosopher said that, you know, when the child is born, he said that the child is born with clenched fists. And when a person is dying, his arms are open. That means, you know, we may want to possess when we come to this world, but we have to leave everything and go. We can't take anything with us. And that's why today morning's class, Gaurang Prabhu gave such a beautiful class. He said, you will instantly experience these three effects when we hear Bhagavatam and when we chant Krishna's holy names. You are saying how we'll get the strength to practice Krishna consciousness. If we want to sustain our practices, we have to constantly hear and chant. And second, he explained how devotees can be protected from Maya if we have this culture of hearing and chanting. And thirdly, I know so many devotees, we always talk about preaching. Our preaching can happen if we are centered on hearing and chanting. Ekantalabam vachaso nupumsam shushloka mauler gunavadamaho shrutascha vidvadupakritayam katha sudayam upasam prayogam. Maitreya Rishi explains that there is only one labha for the tongue. Ekantalabam vachaso nupumsam. Aapke tongue ko perfection mein lana hai to kya karna hai? Shushloka mauler gunavada mahu. Again and again glorify Krishna. You may say, acha, this is what we have to do with the tongue. And what about the ears? Shrutascha vidvadupakritayam. Yes, with the ears also same thing. Hear about Krishna. Upakritayam means hear that literature which is most perfectly composed, glorifying Krishna. Because Krishna Katha, Katha Sudayam Upasamprayogam. This is the perfection of life. See, otherwise, Otherwise, if we are not attentively taking shelter of hearing and chanting, and if we get bored in our practices, we will eventually get interested in gossip and politics of this world. And when that becomes attractive, Maya has invaded our consciousness. It has attacked our community if we are not taking shelter of Krishna. You know this famous China, there this Great Wall of China, have you heard of this? I think that is the only man-made thing that can be seen from space, they say. It's a huge, almost 1,000 kilometers, Great Wall of China. So the story goes like this, that 1,000 years ago, these Chinese people wanted to protect themselves from the northern Mongolians and other people. So they built this huge, tall wall and extremely thick so that the enemy cannot come in. And they made all this arrangement, and within the first 100 years of making that wall, 3 times China was invaded. And these enemies did not climb over the wall and they did not break the wall. What they did? They simply bribed the gatekeeper and they came in. This is what happens to us. So we may have all systems and a consular system, this system, that system, you know, management bodies, all these systems we may make, and we may think we are protected from Maya. No, Maya will not, Maya knows how to do what to do. What she will do? She will bribe the security guard. Who is the security guard? Intelligence. She will corrupt our intelligence and enter our system. Therefore, we have to be fixed in Krishna Katha. Sometimes we think we have to use our intelligence. No. Our intelligence is material intelligence. It is corrupted intelligence. We have our intelligence, when it is focused on Krishna Katha, then the intelligence becomes spiritualized. This is a very important point. Many times we think intelligence is stronger than mind. Intelligence is simply a servant of the mind. Intelligence has no power. Intelligence will just execute what the mind wants or mind doesn't want. But only when the intelligence gets fixed on Krishna, then the whole game changes. Spiritual intelligence is a game changer. And therefore the spiritual intelligence becomes strong when we have a culture of hearing and chanting. And therefore Srimad Bhagavatam, if you see, it is emphatically declaring again and again, chant, hear. What is the last shloka of Bhagavatam? The last shloka of the 18,000 verses. Nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam pranamo dukkha shamanas tam namami harim param. Dukkha shamanas, sara dukkha nikal dega aapke hriday ka. Kaun? What? Nama sankirtanam yasya. When you come together with devotees and chant and hear, sarva papa pranashanam tam namami harim param. Therefore it is said that the intelligent people, they worship Kali Yuga. Kalim sabajayantarya gunagya sarabhagina yatra sankirtana neva sarva swartho bilabhyate. If you are swarthi, if you are really selfish, please know sarva swartho bilabhyate, aapka sab swarth pura ho jayega if you take shelter of Krishna. That is why kalim sabajayantarya gunagya, those who are seekers of essence of all good qualities, sarabhagina, they worship Kali Yuga. Because simply by taking part in Sankirtan, etra Sankirtanai neva sarva swartho bilabhyate. Therefore this is the medicine for Kali Yuga. This is the medicine for false ego. We are extremely fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has given us such a simple process. You know, sometimes devotees wonder, how can hearing chanting solve problems? It is exactly like a person, you know. We find it illogical, but it has a very deep scientific basis. When we submissively hear, because you know we are trying to conquer the false ego. False ego is the most subtle. It is more subtler than mind and intelligence. So how can we with our intelligence conquer our false ego? Because intelligence is less subtle than false ego. So we need somebody stronger than the false ego to conquer the false ego. And that is Krishna. See, it is, you know, somebody is having heavily constipated. Extreme heavy constipation, and he is having a headache. So he goes to a doctor. Doctor hears him and doctor realizes his problem is not the headache. His problem is something else. So he gives him a tablet and then his stomach gets cleared and headache also goes. And he is wondering, are problem kidhar aur tha? Symptom kuch aur tha? Dawai kuch aur liya? And solution kahin aur se gaya? The point is, it doesn't make sense. Externally if you say I have a headache and you are giving me a pill. What is the logic? But there is some science. It's a process. It works. Similarly, false ego. We want to conquer over the false ego. Our acharyas have given us a simple process. Because it's not easy to sit in a group, in a satsang, and hear from Krishna Katha, hear Krishna Katha from devotees whom we have known for so many years, and whose faults also we know. See, if you are living with devotees, we know their faults also. To hear from them regularly requires a lot of humility. It's not easy. So therefore, we need to constantly hear and chant. And this keeps the mind peaceful. There was one boy who was cleaning the attic of his house and a genie appeared suddenly. He said, "Yes, Hukum Maka, tell me what I can do for you." So this boy got excited. He said, "Make me a big palace." So the genie immediately made a big palace. And he said, "Better keep me engaged. I need to be always busy. If you don't engage me, I will eat you up." So the boy was at his wit's end. He didn't know what to do. He said, "Okay, now make a beautiful road from my house to the city." Immediately it was made. He said, "Okay, now clean up the whole palace." Immediately it was done. The boy got panicky. "Arey, isko engage karna padega na to mujhe kha jayega." So the boy got an idea. He said, "Can you see this ladder up against the wall?" The genie said, "Yes." So the boy said, "Okay, now climb the ladder and go on top." So the genie went up. And then the boy said, "Now come down." Came down. And then he said, "Now you keep going up and coming down till I tell you." So this is the way we engage our mind. Mind is like a genie, will eat us up. Mind humko pura kha jayega. So what we do? We tell the mind, "Go up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare." Then come down. "Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare." Go up. Come down. Keep chanting, "Hare Krishna." So that way the mind, so what happens? The mind is engaged in chanting, then we can do so many other things. Therefore it is very important that we take shelter of this process of hearing and chanting. Now remember, I began the class by saying there are two principles for happiness. One is what? Hearing and chanting. What is the second? Appreciating and serving devotees. And this is the most important, because we are so lucky. Not only we have got the process of hearing, chanting, we have come to ISKCON, where Srila Prabhupada is carrying forward the legacy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made this process so simple. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere it is mentioned, just do two things and you will always be happy. Chant Hare Krishna and don't criticize devotees. Appreciate them. So, in the beauty of Lord Chaitanya's process is that, I don't know if I've experienced this, sometimes, you know, devotees suddenly get answers. They suddenly get a strong sense of confidence. This happens because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Yasya prasadad agyopi sadyo sarva gyatam vrajet sa shri chaitanya devo me Bhagavan samprasidatu. The Madhya Lila begins with this amazing prayer where Kaviraj Goswami says that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Yasya prasadat agyopi, most unintelligent person, sadhya, immediately, sadhyo sarva gyatam vrajet, he can understand everything. That is the power and beauty of Lord Chaitanya. Instantly Krishna consciousness makes sense. So many times, you know, I know, I'm telling my own personal example. You know, when I came to Hare Krishna movement, I was so uncomfortable with the dancing, kirtan, in the initial days. But, and then I told this to my counselor, and I told him that, you know, I like the philosophy, I like the prasadam and everything, but, you know, DT worship, everything is good, but dancing, I'm not comfortable. So he told me a good thing. He said, do two things. He said, if you're not comfortable with the kirtan dancing, you just sit, stay back. And secondly, you pray to the Lord that what is this? Reveal to me, my dear Lord. Be sincere in your prayers. So I tried to do that. And one day, I don't know what happened. I was dancing in the kirtan. Suddenly I realized, one day I had said I can't dance. So, you don't know when, what happens. Lord Chaitanya's amazing magnetic process. It attracts everyone. But therefore, let us take shelter of this process. It appears very simple. But you know, many times, it is the simple things which we miss. We just miss it. Like engineering students in the exam, even in our college, school, we used to have this. Sometimes, after the examination hall, we come outside. So one student says, and they discuss, hey, question ka answer kya hai? And then, the person, I've seen many times people say, this question was so complicated. We thought it is too complicated. How it can be so straightforward and simple? So we thought it must be little complicated. So I thought, I couldn't understand how to answer this question. And then outside when we come and discuss, and then that student realizes that it was so simple. And then he realizes, oh my God, I lost 10 marks. Itna simple tha. Because we assume that, itna simple, kuch to gadbad, itna simple nahi ho sakta, kahin to catch hai. Nahin, actually simple hai. But therefore, this is very nice. Chant Hare Krishna here and what? Don't offend devotees, appreciate them. And you'll see Lord Chaitanya blessing us. In the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gaurlila was written by whom? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And this personality, look at his amazing mood of appreciation and simplicity. Here he is, a biographer of Lord Chaitanya, and in his book he is saying that if you really want to know about Lord Chaitanya, read Chaitanya Bhagavat. O mere guru ne likha hai, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Ore muda loka shuna Chaitanya Mangal, yahara shavana nashe sarva amangal. Oh, foolish people, go and read that book. Apne book mein bol rahe, jaake wo book padho. Which author will do this? And he says, Chaitanya Leela Ravyas Dasa Vrindavan Tandra Agya Koro Tandra Uchishta Charvan Bhakti Kori Shire Dhari Tahara Charan Shesh Leelar Sutra Gana Koroe Varnan. What a beautiful expression of humility. Kaviraj Goswami says that Chaitanya Leela Ra Vyas, who is Vyasadeva of Chaitanya Leela? Dasa Vrindavan. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is the Vyasadev. And what I am writing, Tandra Agya, unke Agya se, unke blessing se main lik raha hun. Aur kya lik raha hun? Tandra Agya Karun Tandra Uchishta Charvan. What he has eaten, I am just chewing that. Ma chota aadmi. And therefore what I am doing? I am offering my obeisance at his feet. Bhakti Kori Shire Dhari Tahara Charan. I am taking his feet on my head. And then I am trying little bit. Shesha Leelar Sutra Gana Koroya Varnan. I am trying in my little way to glorify Lord Chaitanya. So therefore we can see that this is the mood of devotees. That is why Vrindavan Das Thakur, Kaviraj Goswami, they are all famous. They are so dear to Lord Chaitanya. We worship them because they had this non-envious heart. And Kaviraj Goswami says, not only, you know, he says, look at Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord. But what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always say, who is his master? Nityanand Prabhu. And Nityanand Prabhu would say what? Lord Chaitanya is my master. Chaitanya Gosai Yandra Bole Bada Bhai Teho Kahe Mora Prabhu Chaitanya Gosai. यद्यपि आप निहोए प्रभु बलराम तथापि चैतन्य करे दास अभिमान. तो चैतन्य गोसाई, लॉर्ड चैतन्य इज सेइंग व्हाट? यांद्र, लॉर्ड नित्यानंद इज बड़ा भाई, इज माय बिग ब्रदर. एंड तेहो कहे, एंड व्हाट इज लॉर्ड नित्यानंद सेइंग? ओ चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज माय लॉर्ड. एंड देन कविराज गोस्वामी क्लैरिफाइज, यद्यपि आप निहोए प्रभु बलराम, डोंट थिंक नित्यानंद प्रभु इज समबडी ऑर्डिनरी, ही इज हू? Is Balram. And what is he saying? Tatapi. But still what is he saying? Chaitanyar Dasa Abhiman. I am simply a servant. So this is the mood of Hare Krishna devotees. We are in the mood of, we want to be in the mood of a servant of all devotees. We want to serve, glorify everyone and apna chanting karna. In a simple way. And we are in the process of Krishna consciousness. Who is our biggest leaders? We are followers of Rupa Goswami, Rupanugas. Our greatest heroes are Rup Sanatan, the two transcendental brothers who took shelter of Lord Chaitanya. And their meeting at Ramkeli is considered as the most special event. And this is a pastime which devotees worship. So when they met Lord Chaitanya, they just melted Lord Chaitanya's heart by their humility and by their appreciation for everyone else. They were not simply chanting Hare Krishna, they were pouring out in utter humility. Denya rodana kore ananda vivala prabhu kahe utha utha hoilo mangala. Denya rodana kore, they were crying grievously that we are extremely insignificant and fallen. But at the same time, although they were feeling fallen, they were feeling extremely happy also. This is the beauty of Hare Krishna. One feels extremely humble And in that humility one experiences Krishna's presence. Denya rodana kare ananda vivala. Prabhu kahe utho utho hoilam. Lord Chaitanya said, get up, let there be auspiciousness. And then the prayers they offered are considered as the best prayers ever. If you want to learn how to pray, we need to read these prayers by Rupa Sanatan.
Jayo Jayo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayamay Patita Pavana Jaya Jayo Mahashay.
All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to the great personality. He is the Patit Pavan Avatar. And who are we? Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami are saying,
Nicha Jati Nicha Sangi Kori Nicha Kaja Tomara Agrate Prabhu Kohite Vasi Laja.
Laj, I mean Lajja Hori hai. We are feeling extremely ashamed to come in front of you and tell you about our situation. But we are Nicha Jati, Nicha Sangi, Kori Nicha Kaj. We are doing all abominable activities. Now we are coming in front of you and we are begging you, please help us. This is the mood in which they are coming. Although they were finance minister and prime minister of the country of Bengal, at that time Bengal was much bigger than many European countries today. East and West Bengal was one country. Nawab Hussain Shah was the ruler. And Rupa Sanatan had the whole country under them. But they are feeling they are insignificant. So when we hear these stories, these pastimes, our hearts also are filled with a desire to be humble and small. Actually, whatever our motivation, if we simply come in the association and hear, we'll feel a change, despite wrong motivations. Today morning I was hearing one class of Gaurang Prabhu, old class. He had come from his western tour. I think first time he had gone to Europe. So he was telling one story about one place in Spain, a true story. And he said about how one Indian man in Spain was facing lot of problems because he didn't know Spanish language, and his business was going through difficulties because he was being cheated by the Spanish people. So he was getting frustrated and he wanted to learn Spanish and he was struggling. And there he saw some Hare Krishna devotees put up a book table. And he became friends with them and they said, you are from India, take this book. And then he started talking to them and he revealed to them his problem, and this devotee told him, you take this Krishna book in Spanish, you will be able to learn Spanish very easily. And then you can face your competitors and you can negotiate better. So he took Spanish and English Krishna book only with the intention to learn Spanish. And 2 months he read. And after 2 months, he fell in love with Krishna. And today, he is Vinod Bihari Das. He is a very active member of the ISKCON temple there. So despite material motivation, getting connected to spiritual sound purified him. Whereas we as devotees, we have spiritual motivation apparently, but if we connect to material sound of the material world, then that will be Maya pulling us away. So it's a constant struggle. Initially Krishna attracts us, but Krishna will test us also. Therefore, we have to take shelter of Krishna. So many people have become devotees like this. There is another devotee in Tanzania, Mohammed, and he was doing engineering in London, and he used to go to the shop where engineering books would be sold. And suddenly one day the shopkeeper told him, you look to me as if you are from India. So Mohammed didn't tell him that I am from Tanzania. He just kept quiet. He said, you want to say something? So the shopkeeper said, there is one book in my shop which many years ago I had put. It's about something from India, Asia. And it's not engineering book. But I thought you are from India, you may like it. So I just anyway wanted to dispose it of, so I am giving it to you. And that was Srila Prabhupada's one small book. So this boy took it. He read it. And he started crying. He didn't know why. His dormant love for Krishna was reawakened. And he became a fixed up devotee. He started chanting. Now he is initiated devotee. He is initiated by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. So what I am saying, the point is that Krishna consciousness is so attractive. These pastimes of Rupa Sanatan, the pastimes of Krishna, Vidura, Bhagavatam. If we simply hear, come to the Hare Krishna programs, we will get purified. Therefore, and at the same time, we have to always be in this mood of appreciating others, considering ourselves as fallen, insignificant. Rupa Sanatan, when they are praying to Lord Chaitanya, they tell him, Matulyo nasti papatma na paradi chakaschana parihare pilajjame kimbruve purushottama. Now these are two exalted devotees and they are telling Lord Chaitanya, Matulyo nasti papatma. There is nobody more sinful than us. Na aparadhi cha kaschana. There is nobody greater offender than us. Pariharepi lajjame. We are extremely ashamed, my dear Lord. Please help us. See, if we don't examine our own faults, we'll think we are better than others. And if we think we are better than others, we'll commit offenses. So we need to constantly re-examine our motivations. We need to see how we are lacking. And that way we will be able to appreciate others. Everybody knows about this famous, every year they give this Nobel Prize. You know the history behind this? How this Nobel Prize was actually started? There was this person called Alfred Nobel. He was a Swedish chemist. So when he died, he actually didn't die, his brother died. So when his brother died, accidentally, in the newspaper, an obituary column, they printed Alfred Nobel's name. Actually, his brother had died. So he got to read his own obituary. And people are writing articles saying that Alfred Nobel, he invented dynamite, he invented dangerous explosives, because of which so many people are getting killed. So he has died now. But he has caused so much of death. And the whole human generation will, humankind will remember that he is a man who is responsible for so many wars, killing of so many people. So when he read that whole obituary, he was shocked. He said, this is what people are going to say after I die? Immediately, he was very lucky. He could read what people, he could know what people will think about him after his death. And he could continue to live to change that. So immediately he said, all my fortune should be spent on rewarding those who contribute positively to the society through their research and do something positive for the society. That's how Nobel Prize started, by his example. So point I'm saying is, we need to examine our own faults. We need to see whether I'm on the right track. Most successful people in this world are those who do honest self-introspection. Otherwise we can't actually progress. You all have heard the name, very famous name, Steve Jobs. He's a household name. Steve Jobs, before he died, he gave one lecture in Stanford. And that address, he said something which has shaken the world, you know. Beautiful statement. He said, for last 33 years, every day when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is I go to the bathroom and see my face in the mirror and I ask myself one question. If today was the last day of my life, will I do what I am going to do today? If today is the last day of my life, will I do what I am planned to do today? And then he said, if the answer would be no for many days, then that means I had to really change something in my life. So what we are learning from all these examples, including Rupa Sanatana's prayer, is that as devotees, we need to spend time not seeing the fault there, but where? In our own hearts. And therefore, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, in their utter humility, you know what they say? Not only are they appreciating all the devotees there, they start appreciating, believe it or not, Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai hoite koti koti guna. Adama patita papi amidui jana. So they tell Lord Chaitanya that Jagai Madai have unlimited good qualities. Koti koti guna. And who are we both? Adama patita papi amidui jana. Amdono to ekdam adam hai, papi hai. So they are comparing themselves to Jagai Madai, who are known dacoits. And then they say, my dear Lord, you know, how can a dwarf catch the moon? How can we aim to get your mercy? So therefore, this is the most difficult job for us, to admit our mistakes, to admit our fallen condition, and to change. Resistance to change is universal, extremely difficult. We don't want to accept. Therefore, if you want to make a positive beginning, we want to go forward in our spiritual life, we need to have this mood. And Lord Chaitanya caught this mood. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. He told Rupa Sanatana that, I am so happy with you. When Mahaprabhu heard their prayers, Lord Chaitanya said, Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe, shuno dabir khas.
তুমি দুই ভাই মোরা পুরাতন দাস। ও দাবির খাস, বিকজ রূপ গোস্বামী ওয়াজ নোন এজ দাবির খাস, সনাতন গোস্বামী ওয়াজ নোন এজ সকার মলিক, দে হ্যাড বিন মেড মুসলিমস বাই দ্য নবাব। সো লর্ড চৈতন্য ইজ অ্যাড্রেসিং দেম বাই দেয়ার প্রিভিয়াস নেম অ্যান্ড সেইং, সুনো দাবির খাস, ইউ আর মাই ওল্ড সার্ভেন্টস অ্যান্ড টুডে আই গিভ ইউ ইনিশিয়েশন। আজি হইতে দু আর নাম রূপ সনাতন, ফ্রম টুডে ইউ বোথ উইল বি নোন এজ রূপ সনাতন। আজি হইতে দু আর নাম রূপ সনাতন, দৈন্যা ছাড়া তোমার দৈন্যা ফাটে মোরা মন। প্লিজ গিভ আপ ইউর হিউমিলিটি, দ্যাট হিউমিলিটি ইজ ব্রেকিং মাই হার্ট, আওয়ার ল্যাক অফ হিউমিলিটি ইজ ব্রেকিং দ্য লর্ডস হার্ট, অ্যান্ড রূপ সনাতন্স হিউমিলিটি ইজ ব্রেকিং দ্য লর্ডস হার্ট, দ্যাট ইজ দ্য ডিফারেন্স। দেন লর্ড চৈতন্য ডিক্লেয়ার্স দ্যাট ইউ বোথ আর মাই এটার্নাল সার্ভেন্টস। জন্মে জন্মে তুমি দুই কিঙ্কর আমার, অচিরতে কৃষ্ণ তোমায় করিবে উদ্ধার। লাইফ আফটার লাইফ ইউ আর মাই এটার্নাল সার্ভেন্টস অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ উইল শিওরলি বেস্টো হিজ মার্সি আপন বোথ অফ ইউ। সো দেয়ার ফোর দিস ইজ দ্য সলিউশন, গ্লোরিফাইং কৃষ্ণ, গ্লোরিফাইং ডেভোটিস অ্যান্ড অ্যাকসেপ্টিং আওয়ার ইনসিগনিফিকেন্ট পজিশন। ইউ নো, ওয়ান ডেভোটি ওয়াজ সেইং দ্যাট ইচ ওয়ান অফ আস রাইট নাও এভরি মোমেন্ট 24 আওয়ার্স উই আর অলওয়েজ ক্যারিং টু বকেটস ইন আওয়ার হ্যান্ড, ওয়ান বকেট অফ পেট্রোল গ্যাসোলিন অ্যান্ড ওয়ান বকেট অফ ওয়াটার। ইন আ কমিউনিটি, ওয়ার এভার দের ইজ আ ডেভোটি কমিউনিটি, অল মেম্বার্স আর ক্যারিং ওয়াট, টু বকেটস, ওয়ান বকেট অফ গ্যাসোলিন অ্যান্ড ওয়ান বকেট অফ ওয়াটার। অ্যান্ড ইট সেজ ওয়েন কনফ্লিক্টস হ্যাপন, মিসঅন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিংস হ্যাপন, ইটস লাইক আ স্পার্ক অফ ফায়ার, অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ দ্যাট স্পার্ক কমস আউট, ওয়াট ডেভোটিস ডু, ওয়াট উইল ইউ ডু, উইচ বকেট উইল ইউ ইউজ, ওয়াটার। বট ওয়াট মেনি পিপল ডু, দে কিপ দ্য বকেট ওয়াটার অফ bucket of water side and they take the gasoline and throw it and it becomes bigger. So what do we want to do? We want to use the water. So therefore devotees have to be careful not to engage in activities that increases misunderstanding, that increases bad feelings. Therefore you see many devotees, no, sincere, like you heard of Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj from Rajkot. He has always taken shelter of Bhagavatam. He lived till the age of 96 and so absorbed in Krishna he was all life. And what a simple policy he had, he and his disciples, where they would meet, somebody would die in the family, they would sit together and they would read Bhagavatam. And they would take a particular section and they would remember Krishna and they would go. And if somebody, there was some happy occasion, they would come together, they would discuss Bhagavatam. Every time they would glorify Krishna. So when Rupa Sanatan got this mercy by Lord Chaitanya, what was the reaction of the other devotees there? Many other devotees were sitting, no? And all of them were senior to Rupa Sanatan. Rupa Sanatan were new people. They just came and Lord Chaitanya directly met them. And there were all senior devotees there, Nityanand Prabhu, Haridas Thakur. And what was their mood? When they saw, are abhi bhi aaye, bachche log hai, nahe nahe. And they are getting so much mercy. Did they feel insecure? They felt very happy. দুই জনে প্রভুর কৃপা দেখি ভক্ত গনে, হরি হরি বোলে সব আনন্দিতা মনে। দুই জনে প্রভুর কৃপা দেখি ভক্ত গনে, অল দ্য ডিভোটিস স দ্যাট বোথ অফ দেম আর গেটিং লট অফ মার্সি। হোয়াট হ্যাপেন টু দেম স্পন্টেনিয়াসলি? হরি হরি বোলে সব, অ্যাজ আ অফিসিয়ালি ফর্মালিটি গেলে নেই বলা, আনন্দিতা মনে, ইন দ্য মাইন্ড, ইন দ্য হার্ট, দে বিকেম ভেরি হ্যাপি। So this is our choice of appreciation. Constantly saying good. See, we become great not because we are given some position. A devotee becomes great when he practices this simple quality of appreciating everyone. Like when these foreign tourists came to a village in India and they were very fascinated. Very fascinated by the village in India, seeing so much of antique things, simple temples. So that one old man was sitting in the village corner. So this foreigner went and told him, wow, what a beautiful village. Are also great men born in this village? So this old man smiled at this foreigner and said, no great men are born in this village. Only babies are born here. Very deep point. What he meant was, only babies are born. But to become great, there is something else we have to do. It is our choice, our habits, our culture we accept, our lifestyle. And therefore, as devotees now, we need to know we are living in an interdependent society. We have to deal with Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord, and we cannot fight alone. And we need other Vaishnavas. Therefore, we have to constantly see good in others, constantly appreciate them. Even amongst animals and birds, this cooperation is there. This support system is there. In WhatsApp, you know, Baldev Prabhu sent me one small video. One elephant is fallen in a ditch and all the other elephants come and help. There is so much of support system and care even amongst animals and birds. There is this bird community called Sandhill Cranes. These cranes are so huge, they fly across continents. Now, they just don't fly 1 or 2 kilometers, they fly thousands of kilometers. And they have an amazing system. They are a group of 15 or 20, they fly in a particular formation, triangle formation, so that they can share the wind. And they keep changing the leader. The one who is in the top, in the head, he has got the biggest responsibility. And all the others, they keep affirming and giving support to him. And then after some time, the other person becomes the leader. So there is so much of interdependence. So we are in a Vaishnava community and we need each other. We need others to help us remember Krishna. We are climbing a huge mountain. You know, there's a huge mountain of anarthas that we are climbing and we can't do it alone. We need each other. Unfortunately, in this world, when we have simple, happy relationships, we are called sentimental and emotional. Okay, you are having, you know, all these talks. We have to be practical. Practical means what nowadays? If you are simply having nice Vaishnava relationships, people may think you are just simple emotional person. Practical means you see how I can manipulate this person for my advantage. Then you are called practical. And you are called professional if you make a relationship thinking how I can manipulate him. Before making a relationship only, if you are intelligent, then you are called professional. But this is very, very unfortunate. Rupa Sanatana are teaching us that we have to depend on Vaishnavas. Because when everybody glorified them, they did not feel, "Arey, Lord Chaitanya gave us mercy. We are new bhaktas. And look at all of them, they are also glorifying us. Arey, hum to bade ho gaye." Nahin, they immediately, what did they do when others glorified them? They fell at the feet of all the Vaishnavas. Sabara charane dhari pade dui bhai. Both the brothers fell at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas. Sabara charane dhari pade dui bhai. Sab bole danya tumi pai le gosai. And all of them said, "You are most fortunate. You got Lord Chaitanya." So this is our Hare Krishna process. Chant Hare Krishna, hear about Krishna, appreciate devotees, be small. It's a very simple practices. You know, there are so many activities in Krishna consciousness. Ye chota sa hai usme. If you do these few things, then everything else will be taken care. You know, I'm from economics background. In economics, we had this Pareto principle. Pareto was an economist who gave this 80-20 principle. He said, if you do 20% of activities, that will give you 80% results. If 20% of employees contribute 80% to the company's results, 20% of products give you 80% profits, like that. So similarly, in spiritual life, 20% of activity, they mean hearing, chanting and appreciating. 10% hearing, chanting, 10% appreciation. We do this, remaining 80% will happen. Therefore, we need to focus on this, because as we get older now, you know, right now some of us may not realize the importance of this, but as we get older and we become helpless, then we realize that, oh, this alone can save us. There was some sociological survey done recently. They interviewed people who are over 95 years of age. And they asked these people that, if you had a choice to live your life again, what will you do? What a deep question. Imagine you were young again, 20-year-old, and you had a choice. And almost all of them, 99% of them, all of them said that we would like to do those activities which will help us after our death also. And there is nothing of this world which will help us after our death. Only connecting to Krishna and the blessings of devotees will help us in our onward journey. We have to give up everything, because this is a huge mountain. When we are climbing mountain, no, we have to give up. Can't carry a lot of baggage. Our devotees are climbing this mountain in Maharashtra, a small hill, they were doing trekking. So the devotee was saying in the ground, "Okay, you can't carry anything with you." So one enthusiastic devotee said, "No Prabhu, nothing, I'll carry." We had 2 blankets, 2 cameras, 1 big dabba of cookies. Kuch nahi. And he was right in the front. And he went ahead. And devotees are climbing. And after some time, the devotees saw, on the way up, they saw 2 blankets lying. Then they then they went up, they saw the box of cookies lying. They saw cameras lying on the way. And then the devotee was there up. Means he realized that if you have to maintain that tempo to go up, you can't carry all this baggage. Dheere dheere chodna padta hai sab. So material world is like that. We can't go back to spiritual world with all our material possession, acquisition. So therefore, let us not have too many priorities. Let us focus on this essential thing. Agar ye essence pe focus kiya na, life will be very peaceful. Otherwise, you know what will happen? We'll get confused and we'll be miserable. You go to this lion, you know this lion, have you seen in circus, they make lion do a lot of things. Have you ever wondered, a lion ko kaise control kiya? Share ko control kiya, matlab bada cheez hai. Or Shubhilas Prabhu went to South Africa, he bought photographs and videos. People are standing next to lion and taking photograph. And lion is not doing anything to them. So you would wonder how they train lions. There is a psychology. What they do is, this lion trainer was explaining once, that they enter the cage, the lion is there inside. They take a stool or a chair with four legs. It has four legs, no? So, and they take a round stool and they put it ulta, upside down. And they go in front of the lion showing the four legs. So the lion sees the four legs, it gets confused, it gets paralyzed. Because he sees four. So momentarily he becomes confused. He doesn't know what one. He can't see. He can think only one. So when he sees four, he gets confused and he becomes weak. And that's how they tame the lion. So material energy gives us many priorities, many activities. Material energy is trying to tame us, control us. So that's how material energy confuses us. We have too many things to do, which we have to do. That's our responsibility. Roles are there. But what is the most important? Focus on this. If you focus on this, hearing chanting, every week coming to association of devotees and not criticizing them, serving them, then, you know, all the other things, which is the secondary thing, that will be taken care. And many people say that most people in this world, they cannot attain their goals because they spend their time doing the second things first. That is their problem. First thing should be done first. So let us take shelter of this and then we'll see how all our problems will be taken care. Actually, you know, some people have real big problems in life. But for most of us, we make our problems big. We don't have big problems. Our big problem, biggest problem is we have not taken shelter of Krishna. So therefore, let us take shelter of devotee. I know this is very easy to speak for me because we have gone through, you know, I think all of us have experienced this. We face challenges in our relationship with devotees. It's difficult to be with devotees and not have conflicts, not have misunderstanding because life is harsh. But still, we have no choice. You know, we are like the eagle. If you see an eagle is flying very high in the sky. What is the only obstacle the eagle faces for it to fly high and fast? The wind, the air. That is the only obstacle. But if you remove the wind and air and allow the eagle to be in a vacuum, will the eagle be able to fly? It will fall. So it needs the air. And that air also contributes to a challenge. Similarly, we say, "Arey, devotee se takleef ho raha hai, ye ho raha hai." But if devotees nahi hai, bhakti kar payenge hum? Nahi. Want to fly high, strong, we want to progress in bhakti. So we need devotees. And this is our only shelter. The Prachetas explained to Lord Vishnu, "Tulayama lave napi nasvargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim tashisha." Even one moment of association of devotees cannot be equal to heavenly planet's residence. It cannot be equal to freedom from all suffering. Because Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya, for those who are in this material world about to die, the greatest wealth is association of devotees. So let us take shelter, even though it's a tapasya, but let us take shelter of this association. As Gaurang Prabhu today said a very beautiful point in the class during the end. What did he say? Those who are fortunate people, those who get association of devotees. And who are more fortunate? Those who get to hear Harikatha in association of devotees. And who are most fortunate? Those who continuously hear Harikatha in association of devotees. So therefore, let us begin fresh. What is done, life has gone, right? Aaj se hum naya shuru kar sakte. We can begin a new life from today. A culture, a life centered around hearing chanting and appreciating Vaishnavas. would like to end with a short one-line poem. Though you cannot go back and make a brand new start, my dear friend, although you cannot go back and make a brand new start, my dear friend, but still anyone can start from now and make a brand new end. So let us take shelter of Krishna. Let us start our Krishna consciousness with new hope, because next Sunday is Rath Yatra. So it's a nice meditation and prayer we can have, preparing ourselves for Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra, and make this prayer to come closer to Krishna and Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Stop here. We'll have kirtan now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Next time, after the kirtan.
Prabhu, we will have some announcements before the kirtan. Kripya sab baith jaiye, some announcements. First of all, we would like to welcome all those devotees who have come to our Sunday feast program for the very first time. सबसे पहले हम उन सभी भक्तों का स्वागत करना चाहेंगे जो आज इस संडे फीस कार्यक्रम में पहली बार आए हैं. Our reception team of devotees near Hanumanji Archa Vigraha, they will welcome you to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple by offering you a special Mahaprasad. And if you have any questions regarding this ISKCON society or this temple in particular, they will answer all these questions very happily. तो हमारे जो reception team है, जो हनुमान जी के अर्च विगर के वहां बैठी है, वो आपका स्वागत करेंगे और आपको वो स्पेशल महाप्रसाद देंगे श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी का. अगर अगर आपको कोई प्रश्न है इस मंदिर के बारे में या इस्कॉन संस्था के बारे में, बड़े हर्षित होकर वो आपको इसका उत्तर भी देंगे. सो वी वुड लाइक टू रिक्वेस्ट ऑल दोज डिवोटीज हु हैव कम फॉर द वेरी फर्स्ट टाइम, प्लीज स्टैंड इन योर प्लेस सो दैट वी कैन वेलकम यू प्रॉपरली. जो आज पहली बार इस मंदिर में आए हैं, कृपा करके अपनी जगह पर खड़े हो जाएं ताकि हम आपका ठीक तरह से स्वागत कर सकें. फर्स्ट टाइम, ओके. हरे कृष्णा. सो वी वुड लाइक टू थैंक ऑल ऑफ यू टू कमिंग टू अवर टेम्पल एंड टेकिंग आउट योर वैल्यूएबल टाइम. थैंक यू सो मच. हम आपको धन्यवाद कहना चाहेंगे कि आपने अपना कीमती समय निकालकर आप इस संडे फीस कार्यक्रम में आए. धन्यवाद. वी वुड लाइक टू प्रे एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी दैट लेट टूडेज डे बी द ऑस्पिशियस बिगिनिंग ऑफ योर लॉन्ग ब्लिसफुल कृष्ण कॉन्शियस लाइफ एंड दैट यू मे कीप कमिंग बैक टू अवर टेम्पल टू संडे फीस प्रोग्राम एंड कीप एंथ्यूजिंग अस. हम श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी के चरणों में ये प्रार्थना करेंगे कि आज का दिन आपके उज्ज्वल कृष्णमय जीवन का शुभारंभ ठहरे और आप इसी प्रकार से हर रविवार को यहां पर आए और हमें प्रोत्साहित करते रहे. धन्यवाद. वी वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू इन अवर ट्रेडिशनल स्टाइल बाय लाउडली चैंटिंग थ्री टाइम्स री बोल री बोल री बोल. हरे कृष्णा. फ्यू मोर अनाउंसमेंट्स. Tulsi Books is happy to announce the release of two new books which are in Marathi. Karna Che Antaranga, Marathi translation of Karna on Trial by His Grace Govind Prabhu. Aur dusri kitab hai Khuli Aankhon Se Dhyan, Hindi translation of Open Eyed Meditation by Shubha Vilas Prabhu. The books are available for sale in Matchless Gift Shop. The next journey of self-discovery course at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir is going to be held between 23rd to 28th June from 7 to 9 p.m. The speaker is Braj Mohan Prabhu, BTech IIT. To register, please contact 7045200683 or log on to members.jseco.in. There is an announcement from Bhaktivedanta Academy for Culture and Education. Happy to invite you for 3-day seminar on The Real Side, an authoritative look at the most controversial episodes of Ramayana and Mahabharata by His Grace Govind Prabhu. Dates are June 30th, 2017, timings 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., July 2nd and July 3rd. On July 2nd, it is 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. p.m. 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And July 3rd is timing 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The venue is Bhaktivedanta Hall, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. For registration, you can register online, www.basechaupati.com. Registration fees is 200 rupees and spot registration 250. This is to inform all the devotees that ISKCON Desire Tree, which is a part of ISKCON, has launched a dedicated 24/7 Hare Krishna TV channel in service of Srila Prabhupada's mission. The goal of this channel is to spread Krishna consciousness through the medium of TV to every town and village. The channel was launched last year on Janmashtami. The good news is that the Hare Krishna TV is now available in Jio TV, and hence you can watch on your mobile phone. Kindly also add this channel to your favorite by clicking on the heart icon of this channel on Jio TV. Also tell your friends and relatives and neighbors so that they can become Krishna conscious by switching to Hare Krishna TV on Jio. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namah. Namaste Swati Deve Gauravani Prachar.